worship you, we adore you. We thank you, Lord, for the entrance of your word gives us life. Lord, feed us now. Grant me the tongue of the learned. Lord, sharpen my tongue as the tongue of the learned. Touch everyone, O God. Give every one of us the ears of the learned. Help us, O God, to hear your word and to hear it clearly and to live by it. In Jesus' name. I take authority over every demon that pollutes words in the minds of people. I bind your powers of these ones. I bind your powers of these words. I cast them into the dry places. Lord, cover our minds and our hearts with the blood of Jesus. But I pray that this word shall bear fruit in our lives, O God. We shall not be forgetful hearers. We shall be doers of your word. For your word says, if we look diligently, consistently unto the word of God, and do not forget, and we walk your word, you said, we shall be blessed in all that we do. Lord, help us to do all that we hear you do, all that we hear you say, all that we hear you think. Help us not to follow your path. Help us, Lord, to follow your path. In Jesus' name we pray. Holy Ghost, we invite you. Come and have your right of way. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. We started a message last week, which we must finish today, on mindsets. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. However you think in your heart, that is who you are. You can never rise above your thoughts. If you are inferior, if your mindset, you don't see yourself as important, you don't value your life, you will remain that way until you renew your mind by the word of God and change the situation. If you are a young girl and you keep giving your body for sex, everybody touching and kissing you, then you become a national cake. You become what? A national cake. Also, you're a young man, you keep sharing your body, then you are the national spoon. Yes, you eat the national cake with the national spoon. God will help you in Jesus' name. And the devil and the demons will be in you. Anytime you have sex with a man or a woman that is not your husband or your wife, how many demons are deposited? 7. And these demons, they know themselves. But today, you can have a change of mind. You can renew your mind with the word of God and be what God has called you to be. Maybe immorality is not your problem. You are a liar. You are consistently forceful. You are consistently rebellious. Until you renew your mind with the word of God, you cannot get the blessings of God. Amen? Obedience is the key. Obedience is what? The key. God spoke through Samuel and said, obedience is better word than what? Sacrifice. So no matter your sacrificial doing or giving or saying, if it does not line up with the will of God, all your work is babash. If you don't know what babash is, see me at the end of the service. Praise the Lord. Mindset. Everybody say mindset. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to be looking at the benefits of mindset. But before then, let me just go over a few things. Faith mindset sets your expectation. Your faith mindset sets your expectation. Amen? Your expectation causes you to do what? Prepare. And preparation enhances your confidence. When you come to God in prayer, what do you expect? If your faith is set by the word of God and you pray the word of God, whatever that promise is in the word of God will be yours. Amen? You must have a mindset by the word of God. You must have a mind set by the word of God. The foundation of your faith must be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Prayer is technical. When you pray, God chooses whether to answer or not. But if you follow the words of God, because God's word can never fail, God cannot fail to answer your prayer. Amen? So your faith, your mind set on faith, must be rooted and grounded by the word of God. Whatever dominates your thinking is the place that is critical for your transformation. Whatever dominates your thinking, whatever is the stronghold that keeps holding you against the will of God. That is the area of your life that needs what? Transformation. If you are a carnal Christian, it's all about me, my body, my family, me. That area of me in you that is carnal needs transformation. Amen? Are you hearing me? Whatever dominates your thinking, that is the place that is critical to your transformation. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it says, renew your mind with the word of God. Renew it with the word of God so you know what is good, what's acceptable, and what the perfect will of God is. The devil is not after your wife. He's not trying to take away your husband. The devil is not after your money or your business. The devil is not after your children. What the devil is after is your faith. The devil is after our faith. Because if he can get our faith, he can get our money, get our family, get everything. If he can get our faith, then he can get us out of God, because without faith, we cannot please God. Amen? So people whose life are riddled with doubts, the devil has taken their faith from them. People never believe that things are possible. People never believe that the word of God is real. They are just at the verge of their destruction. Until they renew their mind with the word of God, the devil will keep cheating them out of God's blessings for their lives. Did you catch that? Very important. So Satan is not after your life. It's not after your money. It's not after your marriage. No. It's not after your car, that brand new house. No, it's after your faith. It's after our faith. Because if he can get our faith, then he can get everything about us. Because without faith, you cannot please God. You cannot receive anything from God. Without faith, you can't make heaven. Do you know that? Amen? That's why people, the devil will encourage them not to read the Bible. The passage is too long. The day is too cold. Oh, I need to watch that program in the TV. Oh, don't worry, I'll read my Bible tomorrow. Money, the devil keep pushing. Before you know it, Satan will push you away from the things of God. Satan will push people away from the things of God. And then sin will come in. Compromise will come in. Their mindset in God begin to waver. And doubt comes in. Have you forgotten what James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8 says? That if you lack wisdom, what should you do? Ask of God. And if you ask, you should ask without doubting. For he that doubt is what? Like a wave of the sea, and can never receive anything from God. Amen? But if your mind is set by the word of God, even though the wave comes in, you use the word of God to challenge the situation. Amen? That's a good God. That's why it's important for you to impregnate your heart, to line your heart, to renew your mind with the word of God before trouble comes. Amen? Because if the word of God is not in your heart, if your heart has not been set by the word of God, if your mindset has not been rooted on the word of God before trouble comes, when trouble comes, you are going to look somewhere else. But if trouble comes and your mind is already set, the Holy Ghost will bring that word out from your mind. You speak it against it. Because rhema, no power. Whatever power is bringing that situation into your life must bow. Because death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. So what has preset the power of your tongue? Let the word of God preset the power of your tongue so you can always possess your possession. Some ladies will say, oh, I'm getting too old. I'm not going to be able to get married. Oh, no. Oh, when I get married, some will say, oh, I'll get married, but my husband will cheat on me. They just believe it. Guess what is going to happen? Is that clear? Oh, when I get married, finance is going to be a problem. Guess what is going to happen? But if you believe and confess and stand and oppose every negative thought in your heart, it will be gone. Let me not go there. Thank God. I just hold my mouth. Praise the Lord. So all Satan wants in our life is our faith. Because if he can get your faith, he can get every aspect. Praise the Lord. When a thief wants to steal a car, right? Supposing you have not opened the car and you have the key in your hand. What will the thief struggle? Will he grab the car or the key in your hand? Why the key? Your faith is your key into your treasure in heaven. Without it, you can't open to receive from God. Never allow the robber steal your faith. John 10:10. Jesus Christ said, Satan has come to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and to give it to you how? More abundantly. How will it get that abundant life? By presetting your mind with the word of God. So that when the enemy comes to challenge your situation, you use the word of God in your heart to challenge it, and then you possess your possession. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Set your mind. Preset your mind with the word of God. Any person sleeping, just shake them. Say, Pastor, say, wake up. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's a good God. So the trying of your faith is not to rob you of your money or what you have. It's to cut off your relationship with God by them messing up with your faith. But thank God, Satan is a loser all the time in the name of Jesus. I said Satan is a loser all the time in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan is a loser all the time in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. You guys have heard me say this all the time. A life not examined is not worth what? Living. You must examine your life to find out if you are in faith. Amen? You must preset your mind. When you go to the house of God, what do you expect? To see the pastor? Just to listen to the skinny man? Why? Why do you come to church? For socialization only? Why do you come to church? To worship God and to be blessed. You must have that mindset. Amen? No matter what other people are doing, no matter the noise or distraction, you preset your mind. I am not going back home today without receiving a blessing of God, without a touch from God. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. When I go to a program, when I go to meet with my mentors, when I go for any manner of program, I set my mind that I must have everything that is due me from this meeting. I'm not distracted. I don't think of the hotel I'm lodging in. I don't remember the color of the dress I'm wearing. All my focus is tenacious, listening, soaking, receiving, imbibing every word. Hallelujah. Because whatever you focus on will always empower you. Why do you go to school? Some people go to school and fail. They go to school and fail. They look at the boys. The boys look at the girls. They look at each other. Then look become the issue. And those that are looking at the teacher and receiving the word, they make all A's. And they succeed. Did you hear the story of the man who wanted to get married? Did you hear the story? Okay, I'll tell you. There was a beautiful girl, very beautiful, yummy, egg-like. Very beautiful. And the whole villages were rallying around to marry this girl. So a man, two men, I'll point out two, only two out of it. When this first man came to the house, it was they said the suitor should come at so day. So this man came to the house, they pounded yam, they cooked rice, omelette, so big. So as soon as they come, they served the visitor. So the first man came, they served him. He was eating and gisting. Then another set of family came. They were trying to serve them the food. He said, no, sir, can we finish our discussion before we talk? Then the man who was eating said, oh, that's why I'm here too. They said, no, you came to eat. And the other man who came, who pushed the food before the woman, got the wife. What is your focus when you go to church? And the Bible says, if there's iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. So before you come to church, you must prepare. Amen? You must take the negative out and allow God, who is positive, come in. Because God can never walk in a negative environment. God does not work in a negative environment where there is doubt, unbelief, impossibility, fear, and anxiety. No. That's why whenever God is relating with you, the first thing we tell you is, fear not. God does not strive. God does not walk in a negative environment. Hallelujah. God is good. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. So you must preset your mind with the word of God. You must preset your mind with the word of God so that the things of God will go well for you. Amen? Abe, how many minutes do I have more? Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm under examination here. God is a good God. Your mindset sets your expectation, and your expectation governs your behavior. You act in accordance of what you expect. You act in accordance to what you expect. When a visitor comes to the church first time, according to research, within 12 minutes, they decide whether they want to be part of that church or not. Is that not what you did when you first came? You look around, you look at the pastor, you begin to use your eyes. Is he married? Where are the children? What kind of people are here? Do they have three legs? Do they have two heads? You look around and you just stay, and you just clap, and then you have fun. Also, when your mind begins to go negative people, you know how we know people who want to leave the church? First time when they come, they sit at the edge, they begin to move, they have a permanent seat. Then when they don't like what they are seeing, they hold their tights, then they begin to move from the first row to the second row to the last row, and next thing they begin to see at the door. Next time you look at the door, next Sunday they are gone. That's the way it is, yes. We've been in this business for almost 33 years. So that's the mindset of the people of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Some people, when they come, they raise their nose, they smell the air. Don't you do so when you go to a new restaurant? The church is a restaurant. We feed you with the word of God, amen? That's why today I put so much Maggi, some nice chicken, you know, spiritual one. Kenge water, not natural water, you know, with some omelette and juice. When you take it in today, your life will change forever. Actually, you might wake up on Saturday and begin to dress for Sunday service, because I know my food is so good. It's cooked in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Presetting your mind with the word of God is very, very important. God's a good God. You see, let me put it this way. Anything you approach in life, you approach with a mindset. Is that not so? You see, people don't get angry for no reason. If you go to a place and then your expectation is not met, what happens to you? You are angry. You are not angry necessarily because of what is happening. You are angry because your preset mind about that situation is contrary to what you want. That's where the anger comes from. Not necessarily the situation. Do you understand that? Eh? When you were married that man, what did you expect? Eh? What did you expect? You saw the signs that he's unfaithful. What did you expect? You said God will change him. Who told you? God changes no man. Oh, you said I will change him. No. Women can only change men in diaper. You know men in diaper? Babies. When you marry a man, you marry him as it is. You cannot pan a beat his heart or cut his long hair short. It does not change him. You are the one that needs to change. What about you when you marry that woman? Oh, I'm going to transform her. Oh, I'm going to, you know, you lie, a big one. The person's mind is already preset. So whenever you marry somebody, you marry a person as he is or as she is. The only power that can change both of you is the word of God. Amen? The only thing that can change what any person is what? The word of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, as we begin to pray, we begin to convict that person. I begin to tell you, your mindset is wrong. You are in sin. You are going to hell. That woman loves you. That man is telling the truth. And if you allow the word of God to join with that, then you can reset your condition again. Is that not so? But we may have trouble, a whole lot of trouble, when a man messes up and is trying to come back. It's very difficult for women to believe the man. Because a woman, the first place I caught my wife. Oh, you want to hear the secret? I started acting out correctly right from the beginning. Is that clear? I never changed. I knew that if you are dishonest in the beginning of your marriage will not last. Because we went to studies, we read the Bible, we were trained. So I prepared my mind as soon as I married my wife. Bingo! As I was 26 years ago, so I am today. And so will I be until I go back to heaven. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Mindsets set your expectation. Your expectation causes you to prepare. And your preparation affects your confidence. Amen? I know I have wonderful children, blessed of the Lord. Before they were born, I've set up my mind that my children will be the best. Regardless of their situation right now, they are the best children in this world. What about you? You are saying amen. Say amen for me. What of you? Amen. Praise the Lord. What you say is what you get. Amen? As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Don't start with a negative first step. Amen? Don't start with what? A negative first step. If you do, that's why I'm going to continue. Hey, how did your husband catch you? You were rubbing pancake and painting your face green. If he likes it, don't change. If not, you're in trouble. The day you change, he will look at her. He will look for another paint. You understand what I'm saying? Also, the same thing, women. If you caught your husband through cooking of nice food, don't change. Go to school for more cookery. Amen? Your mindset affects your environments. Your mindset affects your job. Your mindset is everything. God has a mindset. That is why he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has a mindset about the end of the times. That is why he gave us the revelation, book of Revelation, to let us know that this is my mindset about the end of the world. Amen? God has a mindset about everything. And everything about God is in the Word. So go to the Word of God and find out how God wants it done. And when you set your mind with the Word of God, you will always get God's expectation. Amen? John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. Jesus Christ said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you. In other words, if you preset your mind with the Word of God, just like I preset my mind in love for you, you will ask anything in my name. It shall be done unto you. Is that clear? Praise the Lord. Did you catch it? You must set your mind on the things that are of God, things that are lovely, things that are nice. Amen? I preset my mind. I know I'm a mega pastor. Amen? Thousands and thousands of people will be rushing to the church. A time will come, you have to go to the internet to take number before you can go to my show. Go and write it down. Is that clear? You say, what's your number? I say, sorry, you didn't have a number. I say, sorry, it's too late. I'm sorry, come next week. You must set your mind with what God has called you to do. Amen? You must set your mind, preset your mind that you must fulfill your purpose. Why has God created you? You must fulfill your purpose. Some people, when the pastor talks to them and they're angry, they don't come to church. I'm not going to see. Well, see. Who are you anyway? Hey, you serve God for yourself. Amen? You serve God for yourself. Hallelujah. Let me give us some of the benefits of mindset as we round up. So what is mindset? Who can tell me? Who can tell me? Your mindset is a condition of your heart before something happens. Let me just put it simply that way. The condition of your heart before something happens. And the condition of your heart will affect the way you respond to whatever happens to you in life. Two people, they get involved in a negative situation. Two people are sat from work. One cry and cry and cry and get up and look for a job. The other cries and cries and cries and is telling the whole world, I'm out of job and is not doing anything about it. The other one works hard and gets another job and calls it, so, hey, man, I just got a job. You say, oh, how did you do it? You don't wallow on your current situation. You look at the opportunity and ride with the storm. Amen? The ego does not flap its wings. The ego does not what? Flap its wings. That's why you always find it on a high place. It watches out for the direction of the wind. It watches what? For the direction of the storm. So when it finds the direction of the storm, what it does is just put the wing to the side and then open it. And then go into the cloud, into the trouble. What happens with it? The force of that wind will cause that ego to soar. When something happens in your life, some people see trouble, some people see opportunity. Amen? Praise the Lord. Like one of my children, I was so angry, something got broken in the house some time ago. I was so angry, why did it break? He said, well, you have an opportunity to buy a new one. I looked at the child, you don't make the money. But I went back and looked at what he was saying again. He was looking at that situation positively. I was looking at it how? Negatively. Praise the Lord. So what you see is what you get. How is your mind conditioned? Amen? Praise the Lord. You, the housekeepers, my best friends, my gatekeepers, you started your house fellowship, nobody appeared in your home. I want to let you know, listen, it's going to change very soon. Amen. You must have a positive mindset that people are on their way coming. Amen? Do what my mentor did. When they built their church, the top floor, there were no people there. The Holy Ghost told him, tell the whole church to turn and welcome the people. It sounded funny in his head. He said, Lord, he said, turn around, let the whole church. The whole back, then he said, come on, let's welcome the people. He said, welcome. Everybody said, welcome. So we were laughing. In a few weeks, before you know it, that place was filled up. Amen? When your mind is set with the mind of God, the things of God begin to work for you. God's a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. So in life, disappointment is not based on what you find. Disappointment is based on what you expect. Is that true? Disappointment in life is not based on what you find. It's based on what you expect. If what you expect didn't come through, then you are angry. People that are angry against human beings, they can also be angry against God. People that are angry against human beings, they easily get angry at God. Let's look at some of the benefits of this mindset. Number one, if your mind is set by the word of God, you will fulfill God's destiny in your life. Amen? If your mind is set by the will of God, you will fulfill God's destiny in your life just like Abraham. Check out Genesis chapter 26, verse 14 to 18. If your mind is set by the word of God, your needs will be met. Amen? Like the woman with the issue of blood. She was sick several years, no healing. She made up her mind. Even though it's uncultural because I have blood in me, in my body, I cannot go into the crowd, but if I can but touch the hem of his garment, what will happen? I shall be healed. Was she healed? Yes. So when your mind is set by the word of God and you call on God, your needs will always be met. God blessing us is not the problem. Our preparation is the problem. Because your preparation determines how much you get of any situation. Amen? Faith mindset will make a demand on the power of God. Your faith mindset will do what? Make a demand on the power of God. If there were no way, because of your mindset in God, and because of the word of God is in your heart and it's according to God's will, God will always make a way where there is no way. Hallelujah. Faith mindset will make a demand on God's power. Faith mindset will glorify God. Amen? God wants you to be rich. What I mean by rich? Having more than enough and able to give out. God wants you rich in him. God wants you to be kind. God wants his name to be glorified in you. But except you set your mind by the word of God, it cannot happen. John 15, 7 and 8. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask anything in my name, it shall be done unto you. Faith mindset receives the benefits of obedience. A faith mindset person finds it easy to obey God. Is that not so? Because you know that every obedience will always bring blessing. God is not interested in so much as what we do, but God is more interested in how we obey him. Amen? Faith mindset is teachable. People that are rebellious and stubborn, their faith mindset is negative. If you have a child, a son or a daughter, who keeps doing the wrong thing, that child's mind is set wrong. Because they think they have a right to do what they want to do. And at the end of the day, they might run into trouble. And when you leave and abandon them, they say, oh, my parents abandoned me. Oh, my husband abandoned me. My wife abandoned me. I thank God I have a wife who has never abandoned me. I have made some stupid mistakes. After doing that, my wife said, don't do it. I said, no, it's good. What do you mean? I will do it. After the thing go wrong, I will scratch myself. Hey, what were you saying that time? Thank God she has never kicked me out. I said, no, go. She was always, that's what, my wife is the best woman in this whole world. The greatest woman in this, I don't care what you think in your head now. Amen. I don't care what you are thinking in your mind. My wife is the best woman in this world. Amen. She has a peace of God in her. Even when I go astray, she has never abandoned me. Instead, gently and carefully, she will keep quiet. and counsel me, and give me the right word, I come back. That's why I'm that tough. Amen. Save every successful man. Behind every successful man is what? A great woman. I want to let you know that my woman is greater than me. Honestly, for real. I am just the noisemaker. The real powerhouse is my wife. Praise the Lord. That is my mindset. God's a good guy. What is your mindset about your husband? Do you see your husband as this? Or your wife as this? It does not matter. Put on the fan and blow away that evil smell. Take in the word of God. Confess positively. The best thing to do is check your own life. You cannot change your husband. Change your own life. And from what is flowing from your life, your husband's life will be changed. Change your own life. From what is flowing from your husband's life, your wife will change. Vice versa. Is that clear? Praise the Lord. Faith mindset means you have a servant's heart. Jesus Christ said, I've come to serve. Even though I'm God, I've come to do what? To serve. People that have faith mindset, they are very humble. If I tell some of you now to sweep this church, some people will do it halfway and run away. Some people will say, I won't say anything. I'm just dancing. They'll just sneak away. Pride. Some people will just say, ha, 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 Pastor, we'll do it. They never do it. People that are teachable, they easily get into mindsets of faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. Faith mindset people who have their mindset by the word of God, easily get revelation from God. Amen? They easily hear from God. Because their mind is already lined up with the things of God, it becomes very easy. Jesus Christ said in the book of John chapter 14, verse 20 and 21, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, my Father will love you, and I will reveal myself to you. Amen? So people that have faith mindset, they easily get revelation from God. God finds it fun to have conversation with them. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. My Father will love you, and I will reveal myself to you. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. Let's stand on our feet. God's a good God. The good thing about the way God has made our mind is that if your mind is wrong, you can reset it. Amen? You can do what? Reset it. Just like your computer or equipment, just press that button. Read the word of God. And renew your mind. Amen? You cannot reset somebody else's mind. No, you cannot. But it doesn't stop you from advising them. Amen? Lift up your hands now. Ask God to help you. To reset your mind in line with His word. You must forgive your husband. You must forgive your wife. You must forgive your family members. You must forgive those who have offended you. You must forgive all those who have offended you. Father, you must forgive your children. Children, you must forgive your father. Forgive your mother. Forgive your brother, your sister. Raise up those hands. Some people don't understand English. Raise those hands up. Obedience, blessing is in obedience, not in disobedience. Ask God. Submit your, lifting up your hands means you are submitted to God. Ask God to bless you now. Ask God to touch your heart. You that is rebellious against your wife, ask God to help you reset your mind. You that is rebellious against your husband, ask God to reset your mind. You that is rebellious against your children, or your children's rebellion, reset your mind now. Ask God to help you. Forgive those who have offended you. Let the love of God come in. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes you say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, reset my mind. Reset my mind. Give me the grace to dwell on your word. Help me to reset my mind. Jesus, pray to the Father for me now. Help me to abide in you just like you are abiding in me. So my life will glorify you. Father, set my mind by your word. Set my mind by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe seated. God's a good God.